Exclusive. Victor Davis Hanson, Fight Leftist Cancel Culture by Counter-Boycotting Woke Corporations. By Robert Krajicek on April 19, 2021. Tens of millions of Americans coordinating a counter-boycott of corporations pushing left-wing politics would have a profound effect. Historian Victor Davis Hanson stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Traditionally, you can only express your political opposition in two ways, and that is voting and participating in the process, or then politicizing your economic, social, and cultural life, Hanson said. In a practical sense, it would mean that, collectively, people would say, "I'm not going to buy a Coke anymore. I'm just sick of it," or, "If I have a choice between getting on American and Delta, I'm going to get on American. I'm not going to fly Delta. I will not watch the NBA or Major League Baseball." He added, "Collectively, if 4 or 5 million do it, it won't matter. If 30 or 40 million did it, and that's already happened to the NBA, its audience pretty much shot in America. It's depending on a Chinese audience now. And the same thing is happening with Major League Baseball. That is very effective." Application of cancel culture political strategy tends to go against conservatives' inclinations, Hanson said. The right says, "We are always live and let live people. We're moderates. We worry about our community or family or job. We don't cancel people. We don't boycott. We don't do the things of the left." But if they started to, and they said, "We are going to be organized. And let's just target, not all of these corporations, let's just target Disney or Coke," that would have the profound effect, he remarked. Listen. Hanson addressed Democrat and left-wing characterizations of America as pathologized by white supremacy. Terms such as white privilege and whiteness lack clear definitions, he added. "We're playing this great game where the media has so conditioned us that every single potential racialized crime, a mass shooting, a riot, a police shooting, immediately people are glued. Some people are saying, I hope that the shooter is white, and I hope the victim is black, and we can manufacture an entire crisis. And other people say, oh my God, let's just hope that the victim is white and the shooter is non-white. And that's because of this media reaction," he said. "They just throw these terms out, white supremacy, white privilege, whiteness, and they never define them, nobody ever calls them out, because they're meaningless," he concluded. Hanson, a professor of military history and classics, hosts an eponymous podcast. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.